Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin from wilddesires.com and I want to welcome you to this special edition of Wild in Bed. Now, today we will be doing a little bit more than usual. This is going to be a BDSM special, so I will be giving you an insight into the world of BDSM through reading you excerpts from some very special BDSM erotic romances and talking to you about the inspiration behind two of my most popular audios, Tied Senses and Tormented Pleasures. And not only that, but you've got a whole new story to listen to as well. And a special offer. But that's for later. You know, when you mention BDSM to most people, their instant reaction is whips and chains. And that certainly is one aspect of it. But it doesn't give you anywhere near the whole picture by any stretch of the imagination. At its core, BDSM is about respect, trust, control and caring. Now, I bet you thought some of those words wouldn't be used, but it is about control, fundamentally, both having and surrendering, and the implied contract between the people involved. There has to be a trust and respect on both sides, an understanding of each other's needs and limits. Just to give you an example of this from Lacey Hightower's dark S&M romance, Intrigue Me. This is about pushing the limits to heighten the pleasure, but those limits are never actually broken. The contract is never broken between the dominant and the submissive. After a long moment of silence, he uttered, "Ava," with a bitter, harsh warning to his voice, "rest assured, I'm going to hurt you. I'll make you cry. I'll push your limits, then push you some more. But I promise you," he added, releasing the grip on my neck and brushing his fingertips underneath my lip, "I will never push you any further than I think you're ready for." To giving over this control, trusting someone enough to know they have your pleasure in mind, has an extremely seductive quality, don't you think? Passing over the responsibility to someone else means you can actually indulge fully in all the sensations. It makes for an extremely powerful sexual connection. Again, from Intrigue Me, we can see that with Ava. She has released control to Tej and feels the connection is strong enough to surrender completely. Once in our lifetime, if we're lucky, we might meet that one person who touches us in that special way, who takes our heartbreak as their own and does everything in their power to ease our tears and bring light back to our eyes, who perhaps understands our needs better than we may. From the first moment I saw Tej, that special feeling was there, that need, that desire, that understanding. So a BDSM relationship is an extremely intense relationship, both physically and emotionally. Giving yourself permission not to think about anything else, but enjoy all the sensations. And to have all those sensations accentuated by moments of pain can take it to new levels, as Ava discovers when she first experiences her first taste of pain. "My body tingled at his demands. I did as he said, so much adrenaline coursing through me that I felt high. His hands tracked slowly down my body, igniting a delicious wet heat between my thighs. His touch was sleek red-hot fire, the warm scent of his breath against my neck, like a seductive drug. Are you wet for me, kitten? Although it may seem counterintuitive, BDSM has a very large focus on the pleasure of the submissive. And you might think that all the control is with the dominant, and that there is, and that is where they get their pleasure from. And to some degree, this is actually true, but during a BDSM session, there is a moment, it might be fleeting or it may be prolonged, when the roles are switched somewhat, when the dominant yields controls and immerses themselves fully in the pleasure of the experience. And this switch from such a dominant position to a submissive one is made all the more intense because of the gradient of the change. From Lacey Hightower's Call Me Sugar, two moments show this beautifully. He's only seconds from unraveling, falling apart, and slipping into that place where he needs to be, where I want him to be, as dictatorial and callous as every brutal thrust is. He knows, and I know, who has this strong cowboy at the very grace of her mercy. And while this endless connection continues to ripple through every inch of my body, it flickers just as heavily behind his chocolate brown gaze. And later on, as I watch this beautiful dominant man lose his strength and composure for just a split second, while I offer him every bit of satisfaction and pleasure that he will allow, the world suddenly seems right. I feel satisfied. I feel content. I feel like I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. So although for a major part of a BDSM relationship there is one dominant and one submissive, there is always some degree of switch play. The submissive chooses to go over their pleasure, to give control. It's their choice. It's not something that can be taken from them. That's important. That's very important. It has to be consenting. And it has to be fun. All of it has to be fun. Of course it does. Now, when I was creating Tormented Desires, I took a lot of inspiration from Intrigue Me. It is a very good example of mainstream BDSM. There is a part two planned, which is currently a work in progress. I will get round to finishing it one day, I promise. When I set up Wild Desires, the whole ethos, the whole idea behind it was that people could experience fantasies, desires, that they couldn't or wouldn't in their normal life. Now, BDSM, a lot of people do enjoy it. A lot of people do actually experience it. But for many people, it's something that they would like to try, but never really going to put themselves in that position where somebody's inflicting pain or somebody has absolute control. And that's fine. That's why Wild Desires is there. It's so people can experience fantasies that they just really can't get in real life. They can enjoy them, all the pleasures, from the safety of their own mind. Tied Senses is a different beast altogether. I hear a lot about the control BDSM being mainly physical, where pain is the accelerator for the sensations felt. But, you know, there is another type of domination, a more sensual type of domination. And whilst this doesn't use whips and leather riding crops, it does use more subtle techniques to heighten your pleasure, through orgasm denial, edging and intimate seduction. As you can probably appreciate, it is a lot more subtle than mainstream BDSM. But the impact is most definitely as strong, if not stronger. Your partner is controlling your orgasm. And like a conductor with an orchestra, they can make sure that you come at the perfect time to ensure your orgasm is as strong as it can be. I really wanted people to experience this. That BDSM isn't just about pain and is everything about control. So hopefully that's got you nice and warmed up. And as you're laying back on your bed, just close your eyes so it helps you enjoy all the sensations in this story a little more. And take a nice deep breath. Just let go of the stress of the day for the next half an hour or so. It's just you and my voice. And you can let my voice wash over you as I take your hand and lead you into this evening's story. Karen shifts on the bed uncomfortably. The cold night air bites at her skin, raising goosebumps from head to toe. The aching, the throbbing was already growing. She had been here 100 times before, and no doubt there would be 100 times again. Yet every time felt like the first time, the not knowing. The pleasure of yielding control to someone else, trusting him, absolutely, totally, implicitly. In the darkness of her mask, her mind can imagine so many things, so many hopes and desires, so many passions he has yet to show her. It hadn't always been this way. 6 months ago, her sex life had been normal. Vanilla, you might say. It was okay, but nothing exciting. Not toe curling. Not leg shaking. From the very first night, Claire had known things were never going to be the same again. She hadn't planned to get this kinky. She hadn't planned to be submissive. But it was like he knew her body, her desires, better than she did. How could she do anything but let him have control? She often let her mind drift back to that day 6 months ago. She had been at a work conference, a very boring and drawn-out affair. Lots of handouts, lots of projectors and fancy-looking graphs. Lots of terminal boredom. When she got back to her hotel room, the only thing she could think of was how much she needed a drink to relax herself, to forget the boredom. She felt more tense now than when she had woken up that morning. Finding a group of fellow sufferers from the conference, she had settled into an easy and uninspiring conversation with them, her glass of wine making the conversation seem almost interesting. People drifted away during the evening, the boredom of the day taking its toll, and the welcoming sirens call of their beds proved too much to resist. Eventually, there were just a small group huddled around a table, picking at the last of the nachos and chilies. Well, you could say it was a small group. Two of the group were only really interested in each other, seeming to forget they were in a hotel bar and in full view of everyone. They were kissing so deeply and passionately. Transfixed with jealousy, Claire couldn't move her eyes as she watched his fingers caress her nipples through her shirt. Already erect, they screamed of undeniable lust. Her hands moved lower. Claire's imagination burned with her own passion at the thought of what she might be doing underneath the table, hidden from view. But yet, in her mind's eye, Claire could see her fingers massaging his thighs, working their way up his pants, and feeling his erection firm and hard. The lady gasped as his hand moved under the table. Claire could imagine his fingers slipping between the folds of her dress, teasing the top of her stocking tops, massaging her clit through her damp panties. Claire was surprised to realize her own body was responding in kind. Her nipples ached to be kissed beneath her shirt. Her pussy throbbed for attention, angrily reminding her of the lack of attention it had received recently. Claire felt a blush move over her cheeks as her tongue licked at her lips, wantonly, hungrily, lustfully. Suddenly a young man stood up, breaking her spell. He was called Eduardo or something and had dark Mediterranean looks. Standing at just over 6 feet tall, Claire's eyeline was on a level with his belt buckle. And before she realized it, her eyes were fixated on the bulge in his pants, straining the material tightly. Obviously someone else had been thinking the same. Claire couldn't help but wonder about his erection. She could feel it inside of her as her pussy clutched, hungrily, her thighs damp with her own passion, not wanting the embarrassment of being in the elevator with Eduardo and his impressive erection. Claire decided to wait a few moments before leaving and returning to her hotel room for some much-needed self-pleasure. The few minutes ticked by with infinite frustration, every second, every breath. Claire could feel her aching desire growing, pulsing, throbbing. Watching the lovebirds in the corner, it was all she could do to squeeze her thighs together, to resist the urge to touch herself right now. The walk to the elevator was thankfully short. With every step, she became more and more aware of the growing ache between her thighs, her panties teasing the lips of her pussy. Waiting for the elevator doors to open for an eternity, she slides between them, pressing the button for her floor. The elevator jolts to life. Only 7 more floors. Grasping the handrail, Claire stares at the mirror panel opposite, shocked by herself, her desires, and how damn turned on she is right now. The trembling elevator does nothing to help the sensations moving through her body. A low-level hum shudders up her legs, forcing her clit to throb even harder. Caught in a moment of sheer lust, she pushes her hand between her thighs on impulse, feeling her dampness through her skirt, closing her eyes as she feels her orgasm begin to rise, clutching the handrail for stability while she weathers the perfect storm of the trembling elevator and her own impending orgasm, losing herself in the moment. "Excuse me." The voice shakes her from her fantasy. "Fuck, when did the lift stop? Eduardo, what's he doing here?" Confused and irritated by the denial of her orgasm, her sentiments must have shown on her face. "Sorry, I got off at the 5th floor by accident." I wasn't concentrating. Her eyes drop automatically to the bulge in his pants. Maybe not quite as swollen as it was in the bar, but right now, Claire could think of 100 ways to rectify that. Wanting with lust, her eyes never leave his crotch. Somewhere in the back of her mind, she is suddenly aware that he has asked her a question. "Sorry, what did you say?"
"I said, I'm going to the 8th floor. Which floor do you want?"
His voice stern and more than a little irritated.
"Oh yeah, 8th.
Dismissive and frustrated out of her mind, all Claire can focus on is getting back to her room, satisfying this need. Unable to stop watching his erection, not caring that he might notice as it begins to swell in his pants again, pushing hard against it, the material. His undeniable arousal consumes Claire's thoughts, as she feels her mouth dry with desire, her thighs wet with lust. The elevator doors slide open. Eduardo remains still as Claire moves quickly into the hall, fumbling in her purse for her swipe card. Desperate need confusing her as she stumbles along the corridor. She tries to lift the card up to the door and drops it in her desperation. Clutching her purse against her, she starts to lean down to pick it up, when a hand swiftly moves in front of her as Eduardo collects the card from the floor. His body just inches from her as he holds a card in front of her face, his cologne overpowering her, intoxicating her. Closing her eyes for a moment as she moans lightly, teasing her desires, her passions overflowing down her thighs. God, why was she so freaking turned on?
He pushes a card into the lock and turns a handle. As a lock clicks open, swinging the door widely, his arms stay just across Claire's breast. With one motion, his hand is on the back of her neck, pulling her tightly to him, kissing her with such ferocity, such passion. Possessed by lust, their tongues entwine, breathing each other's breaths, his teeth biting on her lips, they fall through the open doorway, turning her face first against the wall. Claire feels his hands ruffling, pulling at her skirt, lifting it up. Without waiting, he pushes two fingers along her panties, feeling her dampness, pushing on her clit, pinching it. The stinging sensation moving through her body, electrifying every cell. Oh God, yes, she cries against the wall, feeling his erection pushing against her, desperate to hold it, to feel it. Claire reaches behind her, searching. Eduardo grabs her wrist, whispering harshly, "Not yet, kitten. Not until I say." Grabbing her other wrist and pulling it behind her, he manhandles her to the dressing table, every action forcing her clit to throb harder, desperately longing to be fucked, and fucked hard, lifting her arms up behind her, the motion forcing her down onto the dressing table as he lifts her skirt, exposing her to him completely. His hands slide through the strap of her panties and with one movement rips them off. The shock of the air onto her pussy causes her whole body to tense. As his pants drop to the floor, he pushes his hands through her hair. Grabbing roughly, he pulls her head back, making her face stare at his reflection in the window. His hard cock twitches against her pussy for a moment before he thrusts it between her welcoming lips. Seeing her own eyes widen with the shock of her pussy stretched so far and so quickly turns her on even more, pulling at her hair as he fucks her harder and harder, spanking her ass to accentuate each thrust, the look of pleasure burning across her face as she watches him fuck her in the mirror, every thrust taking her closer. God, she needs to come, she needs to feel it. As her orgasm rises, her thighs tensing, he pulls out, turning her to face him. He kisses her hard and deep, his full lips sucking at hers. Her eyes scream her need to come, and come now. Pulling her against his chest, he whispers, "Not yet, kitten. Not until I say." Forcibly pushing her head down his body, her lips finding his cock swollen and dripping her juices. Eagerly, she licks her juices from his cock, his erection twitching with every move of her tongue. Tightening his grip in her hair, he tips her head back, forcing her to look up at him, her mouth dropping open as he pushes his cock forcibly between her waiting lips. His first thrust pounding deep into her throat, suppressing a gag as her jaw stretches to take him, holding her hair tightly. As he looks down over his stomach, his dark eyes holding her gaze as he continues to thrust, pulling her head tightly against his cock, he smiles cruelly as the first tears roll down her cheek. Closing his eyes, he sinks into the sensation of absolute control, of domination. Then without warning, he pulls his cock out, letting it hang in the air before her, teasing her, taunting her, holding her head just out of reach. He grasps his shaft in his hand, slowly sliding up and down, letting her see every motion of his fingers, the slow movement of his hand, watching his cock throb, tremble just there. Eventually, Claire manages to whisper, "Please." "Please what?" His voice harsh and cold. "Please, sir," she ventures. "Good girl, kitten," lifting her up. He places her on the dressing table, unbuttoning her shirt roughly, his fingers grasped harshly for her nipples, pulling them roughly through the lace of her bra, sending sensations thundering down her body, forcing her pussy to clutch, her clit to throb. Parting her thighs, he thrusts inside her once again, pulling her against him with one hand, reaching down with another and rubbing her clit viciously as he thrusts harder and harder into her, feeling his body tense against her. She is sure he is about to come. All doubt is removed when he bites onto her neck, sending a shockwave of pleasure from the top of her head to the tip of her toes, every nerve, every cell, every fibre of her body exploding in pleasure. Lifting his head up, he commands, "Come for me now," as his cock explodes inside of her, her own body erupting in orgasm as she comes along his length. "My kitten," he whispers gently, as he kisses her trembling lips. Minutes have passed, but her orgasm continues to flood up and down her body, his fingers caressing her hair as he looks at her longingly. "You are so beautiful." And now, the cold air caresses her nipples. A breeze moves between her thighs as they are pushed roughly apart. Suddenly, she could feel his breath against her ear. "My beautiful kitten, take a breath for me. This will sting," he whispers as he brings the riding crop down across her clit, spanking her hard and without mercy, the sting subsiding after a moment into a warm glow, throbbing through her pussy as his fingers gently and sensuously caress her damp lips. So, I hope you enjoyed the BDSM special this week. Next week, I'm going to make the story a surprise for you next week. I have got a story, but I'm not sure how to describe it. But you can know it's going to be hot. So if you want to explore sensuous BDSM, then please remember to go ahead and download Tight Senses or Tortured Desires if you fancy something a little stronger. They are both on special offer for the next 7 days. See? You knew there was a reason you subscribed. And if you're listening to this after the 7 days, tough. Told you, you should have subscribed. And a big thanks goes out to Lacey Hightower for kindly letting me use excerpts from Intrigue Me and Call Me Sugar. Both available now from good online bookstores. They're also available from bad online bookstores, but you don't want to go to those places. They're awful. Until the next time, next Sunday, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild saying good night and sweet dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.